Hey, what's up, Trainiacs? Triathlon Taren here with another edition of the Triathlon Trainee Ask podcast, where I answer your triathlon questions 5 days a week. Today's question comes from Carmen, who I believe is a aspiring or current ITU development athlete. So this is an interesting question from a good swimmer. She really sells herself short.
Hi, Taren. I don't come from a swimming background, but I have an insane kick for some reason. It's really strong. I've never heard of the different beats for kicking before. Well, I have, but really not too sure about them. I usually just kick nonstop with my legs while I'm trying to plow through the water. Do you have any idea how I could use the power of my legs to my advantage while I'm swimming? I think my pull is the weaker part. Thank you.
Hey, Carmen, thank you very much for your question. This is a rare one that not a lot of people are going to be experiencing the same thing as you are. Most new age group triathletes are not very good kickers. Like, it's a very rare thing that somebody can just come into swimming and have a non-swimming background and somehow have a good kick. Awesome that you've got it. My friend Nicole Walker, she has an awesome kick. I think a lot of it has to do with flexibility, kind of your background. Do you have an athletic background? Are you naturally an athlete? Are you naturally flexible? Things like that. And developing a good kick, a good powerful kick like you've got, Nicole's got, is something that not a lot of age groupers can do because it's just thousands and thousands of meters and neuromuscular connections that we haven't built over a number of years. So I often recommend that most athletes don't work terribly on their kick and just kind of accept that you're not going to have a very awesome kick and kick as little as possible to keep yourself upright and balanced in the water. In your case, I would actually recommend basically the same thing, but with a little bit different approach. So with most triathletes, they're minimizing their kick because they're going to be kicking crazy hard and our legs are huge muscles in our body. So it's going to strip a ton of oxygen out of our blood system and it's going to make breathing really hard. It's going to use up a ton of oxygen. It's going to make us very tired. And if we can just really bring down the kick, breathing is going to be easier. And you just bring the kick down to a point that you're balanced and your heels are just kind of coming out of the water. Now, in your case, you're going to be closer to, I would say, an elite swimmer where your kick is very good. However, even with elite swimmers, like we're talking Michael Phelps of the world, their kick only amounts to about 10 to 15% of the total propulsion that goes into moving them forward. And let's say we are at that 10%, just for really easy math. If you make your kick 30% better, and that's going to take a ton of effort, you might only be getting 3% faster. And that's not going to help you a whole lot over the course of a long distance race. Like, we're doing ultra endurance events where you've got to conserve a lot of energy. So in your case, what I would actually be doing is the same thing that I recommend for everyone else. It's to minimize your kick. And in your case, I think that if you minimize your kick, you can still have a ton of propulsion from your kick and be even more fresh for the bike and the run. You're going to save your legs almost completely, going to take them almost entirely out of the equation from the swim, and you're going to get onto the bike and it's going to be like, oh yeah, I just sort of flutter kicked for a little while and my legs are just totally fresh. So I think that's a benefit that you have that not a lot of other people can. Now, I do recommend going and YouTube searching Triathlon Taren. I think it's something like 2-beat kick versus 6-beat kick, and that'll give you guidelines of how much you should be kicking. And if you can go down to a 2-beat kick and not make it extra snappy and take that smoothness that you need to have out of your stroke, I think that'll give you a good indication of how light you can actually make your kick. And I just kind of recommend that to everyone that yes, the kick is the cornerstone of good body position, good body roll from side to side, keeping your body balanced so that your legs don't sink. But it's not necessarily about propulsion. It's more just about all that those balance things when you start approaching the kick. So I recommend to everyone, whether they have a good kick or a bad kick, to kick as little as they need to for their specific situation to keep their legs fresh for the bike and the run. In your case, you might just need to kick almost nothing. So Carmen, I hope this helps, and I hope this helps other people, good kickers, bad kickers alike, all trainiacs out there. If there's anyone else out there that wants to get their question answered here, as always, go to triathlonterran.com/trainee ask, record your question there. And while you're there, you will love what we've got. Top left, we have accumulated more than a half dozen free downloadable resources to help with your training. Go and enter your email address there and get anything you like. Finally, if you're digging these Trainee Ask podcasts, head over to iTunes, give us a review. Really helps us out, helps grow this podcast, and helps aspiring trainiacs find us there. Thanks, Carmen. Talk to everyone in the next episode.